New Jersey anti-ICE protesters blocking, shaking gates of ICE facility pummeled by agents. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 13, 2025. Anti-ICE protesters who were shaking the gates of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, facility in Newark, New Jersey, were seen getting pummeled by ICE agents. Video footage posted to social media showed protesters leaning against a fence and appearing to shake the gates to Delaney Hall ICE detention facility, before the gates are opened. As the gates are opened, law enforcement officials can be seen rushing forward and pushing the protesters back. Back up, law enforcement officials can be heard saying, as they instruct the crowd to go to the other side of the line. Other law enforcement officials were heard telling protesters to get up and go. One protester can be seen using a megaphone and telling law enforcement officials that they hope they kill themselves. Protesters were also heard being told to get on the ground, and were also instructed to move to the sidewalk. This happened after four illegal aliens escaped from the Delaney Hall ICE detention facility. Breitbart News reported that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, announced a $10,000 reward to anyone who has information that leads to the arrest of the four illegal aliens. On Friday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FB, announced that a $10,000 reward is being offered to anyone who has information that leads to the arrest of illegal aliens Franklin Norberto Bautista Reyes, Joel Enrique Sandoval Lopez, Joan Sebastian Castaneda Lozada, and Andres Pineda Mogollon, who escaped from Delaney Hall on June 12. Delaney Hall ICE detention facility is also where Reps. La Monica McIver, DNJ, Bonnie Watson Coleman, DNJ, Robert Menendez, DNJ, and Newark Mayor Raz Baraka, D, gathered to conduct federal oversight of the ICE detention facility. Baraka was initially arrested for having allegedly criminally trespassed at the facility, though charges against Baraka were later dismissed. DHS Secretary Christine Ohm and Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of New Jersey Alina Haba later revealed that McIver would be charged for reportedly assaulting, resisting, and impeding law enforcement officers. While McIver has claimed there is no video that supports the allegation that she body-slammed anyone, DHS shared a video on X showing Democrat lawmakers pushing and shoving law enforcement officials at the ICE detention facility. A federal grand jury recently indicted McIver after she was reportedly caught on camera storming the ICE detention facility. McIver could face up to 17 years in federal prison if found guilty.